somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like
Hi there, welcome to the latest episode of the Back in the Day podcast with me, Dave Rivett. Now, in previous shows, I put Beatles albums up against each other. First, there was Please Please Me versus With the Beatles, followed by A Hard Day's Night versus Beatles for Sale. In this episode, it's their fifth studio album, Help, against their sixth, Rubber Soul. Please Please Me and With the Beatles were both released in 1963, and I think they are quite similar. With a mix of self-penned songs and covers, you could take a track from one album and put it on the other, and it wouldn't look out of place. Bit different from the 1964 releases. A Hard Day's Night is all Lennon McCartney songs, while Beatles for Sale has several covers. But all the songs are very much in the 1964 Beatlemania mop-top style. This all changed in 1965. Help to Me is the last of the albums from the mop-top era. In the 4 months from the release of Help to the release of Rubber Soul, it all changed. It was more folksy, and there was definitely a more mature side to the songwriting. Help was released on the 6th of August 1965. The first side of the album will be a soundtrack to their second feature film of the same name. Apparently, it was going to be called Eight Arms to Hold You. Luckily, they changed it. I remember queuing to see the film at the Camberwell Odeon in South East London when I was 11. Me and my mates loved it. On the album, there are 14 tracks, 10 Lennon McCartney songs, two penned by the emerging songwriting talents of George Harrison, and two covers. The album cover photographer was again Robert Freeman, who had also worked on the With the Beatles and Beatles for Sale covers. The Help album cover features the boys spelling out a word in semaphore, which is a method of visual signalling used by means of flags and lights, in this case flags. The idea was for the Beatles to spell out help, but apparently the arrangements of their arms didn't look good, so we ended up with the letters NUJV. I've seen how Help looked, and I couldn't really see a problem, but there you go. At the time of release, there was stiff opposition in the UK album charts from two movie soundtrack albums, The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins was in a run of being in the UK top 10 for over 50 weeks, and The Sound of Music was a phenomenon. It had been number one in the album charts for the previous 10 weeks. It would stay in the chart for years, eventually being number one for over 70 weeks and spent 232 weeks in the top 10. Help went straight in at number one in the UK album charts on the 14th of August 1965 and stayed there for 9 weeks before, you guessed it, The Sound of Music reclaimed the top spot. Help was spent 30 weeks in the top 10. Rubber Soul was released on the 3rd of December 1965. The album again featured two George Harrison compositions. There are 11 Lennon McCartney songs and a song called What Goes On, which is a Lennon McCartney Starkey composition with Ringo Starr on lead vocal. Rubber Soul was the Beatles' first album not to have their name on the cover. The cover photo was again taken by Robert Freeman in the garden of John Lennon's house. The stretched effect of the image was achieved by accident, but the group liked it, so it was in. The album was highly influential on the Beatles' peers, leading to a focus away from singles and looked at the album as a separate art form rather than a collection of the latest singles. It was a big step forward. Some critics said it was noticeably drug-influenced. John Lennon called it the pot album. The difference between the December 64 release, Beatles for Sale, and the December 65 release, just 12 months later, was astonishing. Clearly something had occurred between Help and Rubber Soul. Rubber Soul is always there or thereabouts when it comes to greatest ever album rankings. In Colin Larkin's book, All the All-Time Top 1000 Albums in 1994, it was ranked at number 10. In 1998, it was ranked at 39 in the Music of the Millennium poll. As recently as 2012, Rolling Stone magazine placed it at number 5 in 100 albums that changed popular music. Rubber Soul entered the UK albums chart at number 12 on the 11th of December 1965. The Sound of Music soundtrack was still at number 1. Mary Poppins was at number 2. Help was still at number 3. Also in the charts were the Rolling Stones with Out of Our Heads and Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited. The following week it rose to number 2. On its third week it hit the number 1 spot where it would stay for 8 weeks. Once again, the Sound of Music soundtrack took back the top spot in the middle of February 66. Rubber Soul would have to settle for being number 2 for the following 10 weeks. It would stay in the top 10 for a further 11 weeks. Incidentally, in August 1966, the following year, the Beatles released the Revolver album. It went straight in the UK album charts at number 1, replacing, you guessed it, the Sound of Music soundtrack album. It would stay in the number 1 spot for 7 weeks before, again, it was replaced by the Sound of Music. The following year, in June 1967, the Beatles released the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It came in the album chart at number 8. The following week, it rose to the top spot, replacing The Sound of Music. 4 Beatles albums released over a 2-year period all replaced the same album, the Sound of Music soundtrack at the top. Sgt. Pepper stayed at number 1 for 23 consecutive weeks. Once again replacing it was The Sound of Music. Unbelievable. On the 22nd of November 1968, some 17 months after the release of Sgt. Pepper, the Beatles released the Beatles White album. It went straight into the UK chart at number 1. The following week. Did it dislodge the Sound of Music? No, that would be ridiculous. But the Sound of Music was still there at number 5. Actually, the album it did replace at number 1 was The Greatest Hits by The Hollies. So now to go through track by track. Not really sure how this is going to go. So, first the opening 2 tracks, Help versus Drive My Car. Well, this is very easy. Help is a classic. I've always found Drive My Car a bit weak. Never been keen on the beep, beep, yeah. And the guitar solo is very thin. Help definitely gets the point. Second tracks, The Night Before versus Norwegian Wood, This Bird Has Flown. 2 very good songs here. I've always liked The Night Before. It's just a happy sing-along tune. A Paul McCartney song that I've never tired of. But up against it is John Lennon's Norwegian Wood. This is a big step forward. The George Harrison sitar part works perfectly. In my opinion, it works better than on any of George's own songs. The lyrics are excellent and John Lennon gives a fine vocal performance. Norwegian Wood gets the point. Up next, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away versus You Won't See Me. You've Got to Hide Your Love Away is a Bob Dylan-inspired cracker. Yet another great Lennon song that he sings perfectly. You Won't See Me is a Paul McCartney song that flows quite nicely, but it's definitely second best here. Actually, Brian Ferry does a decent cover of the song on his These Foolish Things album. Track 4, I Need You versus Nowhere Man. I Need You is a George Harrison composition. I like it. It's quite a simple song. George gives a good vocal performance. Tom Petty did a good job at the Royal Albert Hall in 2002 at the concert for George. Up against I Need You is a Beatles classic, a John Lennon song. It's great. The three-part harmony by John, Paul and George is fantastic. And there's some great guitar work. Nowhere Man gets the point. Tracks 5 are Another Girl versus Think For Yourself. Another Girl is a song written by Paul McCartney that I have called on over the years. It's okay. Paul delivers a decent vocal, but I find it a bit repetitive. Think For Yourself is possibly George Harrison's best composition to date. I know that George did not have a particularly strong voice, but I've always loved his vocal performances. Think For Yourself wins this one. Next, You're Gonna Lose That Girl versus The Word. You're Gonna Lose That Girl is a song mostly written by John Lennon. It's another great Lennon vocal with superb backing by Paul and George. The sequence in the film where they play the song is brilliant. Always been a favourite of mine. The word from Rubber Soul flows nicely and John sings it well, but You're Gonna Lose That Girl definitely gets the point. So on to the side one closing tracks. It's Ticket to Ride versus Michelle. Difficult one, this. Ticket to Ride is a really good song, a John Lennon song, which he sings well. There's some fine drumming by Ringo Starr. The song has already been a number one single in the UK, US, Canada and Ireland, plus many more countries. It's a Beatles classic. Michelle was never released as a single in the UK, but it was a number one hit for the Beatles in several European countries and New Zealand. In the same year, it was a UK number one for the band The Overlanders. I think David and Jonathan also had hit it at the same time, got to about number 11. It's a Paul McCartney song that has its origins in the early 60s. It was revised for the Rubber Soul album. Bit controversial, this choice, but I'm going to go for Michelle, maybe because you don't hear it as often. Also, it's a very good song. It won the Grammy Award for Song of the Year in 1967 and is one of the most widely recorded of all Beatles songs. So at the end of side one, it's Help 3, Rubber Soul 4. It's the side two openers next, and they are both Ringo songs. From Help, Act Naturally and Rubber Soul, What Goes On. Act Naturally is one of the two covers on the Help album. It was written by Johnny Russell and was made famous by Buck Owens, who recorded it in 1963. It didn't make the Billboard Top 100, but topped the US country chart. Country songs suited Ringo's voice, and he does a decent job of it. Paul McCartney harmonises with him. The band performed the song live on the Ed Sullivan Show and at the famous Shea Stadium concert in September 65. Ringo's made the song his own over the years and to this day performs it with his all-star band. In the US, it was the B-side of the Yesterday single. On Rubber Soul, side two kicks off with the only Lennon-McCartney-Starkey composition. John Lennon first came up with the song as early as 1959. Again, it's a country-style song. I find this song a bit flat. It has some nice guitar work, but Act Naturally is more fun. It flows better. It gets the vote. Up next, It's Only Love versus Girl. Tough one, this. I really like both of these songs. Both are John Lennon compositions. He was very dismissive of It's Only Love, claiming it is a lousy song with abysmal lyrics. I disagree. I love it. There's a great version on the anthology with the full start. Girl is another cracker. It's certainly a long way from a mop top song. I like it, but I like It's Only Love just a bit more. Up next on Help, it's the second George Harrison song, You Like Me Too Much, up against on Rubber Soul, I'm Looking Through You. I'm a big fan of George Harrison's vocal style, and he gives a good performance here. Unusually for him, it's a piano-driven song. I've never been a big fan of Paul McCartney's I'm Looking Through You. I find it quite a weak song. You Like Me Too Much gets the point. Up next on Help, it's Tell Me What You See versus In My Life from Rubber Soul. Tell Me What You See was mainly written by Paul McCartney. It's an okay song, but In My Life is a fantastic song, definitely one of John Lennon's best Beatles songs. According to John, this was his first real major piece of work. Rolling Stone magazine ranked it 23 on its 2004 list of the 500 greatest songs of all time and number 98 on the 2021 revised list, as well as fifth on its list of Beatles' 100 greatest songs. So no surprise, In My Life gets the vote. Tracks 5 on side 2 are I've Just Seen a Face versus Wait. I've Just Seen a Face is a Paul McCartney song. It's a happy song in a country western style. Some great acoustic work. I like it a lot. Wait is another Paul composition. He shares the vocal with John Lennon. The song was originally written for the Help album, but was rejected. I've Just Seen a Face gets the point. Track 6 are Yesterday and George Harrison's If I Needed Someone. Yesterday, written by Paul McCartney, as everyone knows, is one of the most recorded songs in the history of popular music. It's easier to list the top artists who didn't record the song than the ones who did. But some of the ones who did included Elvis Presley, Marvin Gaye, Shirley Bassey, Frank Sinatra, Aretha Franklin, Neil Diamond, Judy Collins, even Liberace. The list is endless. Never released as a single in the UK, it was in the US and was a number one hit. If I Needed Someone is a track written by and sung by George Harrison. I think it's a big step forward for George. He performed the song live with the Beatles. The song was released as a single by the Hollies and gave George his first chart hit as a songwriter, although his criticism of their performance led to some bad feeling between the two groups for a while. I'm going to be a bit controversial here. The fact is, I'm all yesterdayed out. I've heard it too many times. Plus, I love a George song, and this is one of his best with the Beatles. So, If I Needed Someone gets my vote. So, on to the album closers. On Help, it's a Larry Williams rocker, Dizzy Miss Lizzy. On Rubber Soul, it's John Lennon's Run For Your Life. Both of these songs have their critics. Most people find Dizzy Miss Lizzy very repetitive. I can see why, but on the plus side, it has a great vocal performance by John Lennon. He sounds great. He would go on to perform the song at the Toronto Rock and Roll Revival in 1969 with the Plastic Ono Band. Whereas Dizzy Miss Lizzy is a big sound, I find Run For Your Life very thin. Add to that some very iffy lyrics. It's definitely the weakest song on the whole album. Dizzy Miss Lizzy gets the vote. So there we have it. It's a bit of a surprise, really. It's Help 8, Rubber Soul 6. I'm quite surprised by the outcome. But who knows? If I did the same thing in a year's time, it could be a totally different result. Okay, that's it. See you next time.